The Missouri River is the longest river in the United States, flowing over 2,300 miles from its headwaters in the Rocky Mountains at Three Forks, Montana, to its confluence with the Mississippi River at St. Louis, Missouri. Flowing right through the heartland, the Missouri River is a vital resource to the region and the nation. This season, we will hear stories of how the Missouri River was tamed into the river it is today and the future that lies within its muddy waters.
The Missouri River has always been a challenging system. It's a very large system.
Just in general, I think the Missouri River, it demands respect.
Welcome to the Core Chronicles, where we bring you the stories of the Heartland. In this episode, we will introduce the history of the Kansas City District's work on the Missouri River.
Travis Rayfield, I'm the District Commander and District Engineer for the Kansas City District U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Dane Morris, Program Manager for Navigation Restoration on the Missouri River.
My name is Heather Shaughnessy, and I'm in the River Engineering Section with the Kansas City District.
So I went by Jerry Adams, but my real name is Gerald Adams. It was 1968, February of 68, I hired on with the Corps of Engineers as a drafts. June of 75, I decided to come back, and the only position I had open was the National Bicentennial Director, and that job was given to the Kansas City District because of Sergeant Floyd.
In 1803, President Thomas Jefferson commissioned Captain Meriwether Lewis and Lieutenant William Clark of the U.S. Army to explore the land recently acquired in the Louisiana Purchase. This expedition, known as the Corps of Discovery, led to the birth of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
The Missouri River was a key pathway into the Midwest, starting with Lewis and Clark, using the Missouri River to explore the West and eventually find the Pacific Ocean.
The dream back then to get west, the Missouri River was one way to do that, although quite risky. So for travel and commerce, how else were you going to explore the promises of the West?
While the Corps of Discovery opened the door to westward expansion, it also revealed the challenges and sometimes dangers of navigating the Missouri River.
The Missouri River, I'd say, if I had one word to describe it, I'd call it fickle.
There was a lot of steamboats that used to use the river, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and more so as large cities became more populated and more agriculture was starting to happen in the Midwest. But there was just a lot of issues with navigation on the river during that time. Lots of snags. The river was always changing places, so you never knew exactly where it was going to be or what path you needed to take, which caused a lot of wrecks and caused a lot of just unreliability for navigating up it. And so the Army recognized that. Congress recognized it.
After the Corps of Discovery, Congress saw the need to tame the Missouri River and establish a stable navigation channel. And by the late 1800s, they had a plan to do so. The Kansas City District was integral in completing this challenging task.
It wasn't until, about 1876 to 1896, that's when people started realizing, hey, we can convert this wide, shallow area to something deep and narrow. And it was more of a conceptualizing period of how could we tame the Missouri.
Fast forward to 1907, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers established the Kansas City District in Kansas City, Missouri. The purpose was to explore the feasibility of improving navigation on the Missouri River. The district has operated in Kansas City ever since.
Kansas City District came down from Sioux City to its location in 1907, primarily to establish navigation on the Missouri River.
But establishing navigation on the river was no easy feat. The Missouri River is infamous for its naturally meandering state, its constantly shifting channels, and its erosive banks. It was evident that in order to establish navigation on the river, the channel needed to be stabilized.
There was a series of legislations between 1912 and 1945 of River and Harbors Acts that were passed in Congress. Each one of those had a portion to do with the Missouri River. Originally, it was authorized for a 6-foot depth between St. Louis and Kansas City. And then in 1945, after the chief's report, which I believe was in 1938, it expanded the authorization to a 9-foot depth channel by 300-foot width channel from the Mississippi River to Sioux City, Iowa, or mile 735.
By creating a 9-foot-deep main channel, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers intended to mitigate destructive flooding, make navigation safer, and stabilize riverbanks. While this was no small task, over the next century, the Kansas City District successfully stabilized the navigation channel. Next week, we will dig deeper into the history of the Bank Stabilization and Navigation Project on the Missouri River and the role that the three now infamous dredging vessels played in the historic mission to create a navigable channel on the nation's longest river. This has been Core Chronicles, Stories from the Heartland.